Amen. Praise him like you really love him. Amen. Amen. I am certainly super excited today about worship, and I'm grateful and thankful to God for this privilege and pleasure that is mine to share and worship with you today. I'm so excited and happy and elated to see you today. Amen. As we come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, let's give our young people a hand, won't you? Amen. Amen. We thank God for our young people leading us in worship today. I've got one or two observations. First, I want to remind the saints we will not have Bible study this Tuesday. Amen. We will resume the following Tuesday. I want to give you opportunity to prepare. Amen. To host your family and friends and prepare food and do what's necessary as you prepare to have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And from my family to you, I want to say to each of you, I pray that you would have a blessed Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Also, I thank you. I also want to ask that we would be in prayer for Sister Jean Ellis. Amen. I been to the hospital at least about four times or so since she's been there, and I was there as late as yesterday evening after prayer when I left and went to the hospital. And, this really touched me because her getting sick really touched me, because I was saying, God, I was just talking to and cutting up with her last a week ago Saturday. And she was in church, if my memory serves me correctly, last Sunday. And today she's yet in ICU. She needs our prayers. And I ask that you would flank and undergird her. And remember Becky Sue as well. She needs our prayers too. And ask that you would pray for I can see some improvement, and I thank God for that. She's no longer on the ventilator, and when I I went in the room yesterday, and I just said to her, I says, Miss Jean, I said, this is Pastor Nathan. She reached a hand out to shake my hand, and I was encouraged by that. So again, I just ask that you would continue to pray with and for us, and just realize that it don't take long for something to happen to you. Amen. And that's one of the lessons I've learned from Miss Jean's experience. And so I ask that you would be in prayer. Pray for our church as a whole, because we are family at Guilt Edge. Amen. We are family. We're connected to God, but we're connected to one another. Amen. And I want to thank those who contacted me to let me know, Sister Harris, and I got called from others, Deacon Mike and others, and I want to thank you so much. I appreciate that, because I do want to know. Amen. And I promise if something happened, I promise I'm going to be there. You ain't going to have to come looking for me. I'm going to be there. Amen. Because I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. You ready for a word? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, how we love and thank you today, God, for this privilege and opportunity of worship. And so now, God, as we go forth, God, as your word goes forth, we pray, God, for your presence. And so now, God, I pray that as your preacher, that you would anoint me for this preaching assignment. God, speak to your people today as only you can. We love and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 9, lines 1 and 2, English Standard Translation on the screens for your convenience. I want to encourage you to read it aloud together, pausing a comma, stopping a period. It's ready, read. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, Most High. You may be seated in the very presence of the Lord today as the Spirit of God gives utterance today. I want to tag this text. I want to talk today about thankful. I wonder, is there anybody here today who's really thankful? Amen. Your life is less than perfect, but you are thankful. You got some situations going on, some stuff happening. I wish I had help in here, but you are thankful. Thankful, 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 thankful. Glory to God. 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 Just thankful. Just thankful. Just thankful. I'm thankful today. Amen. Amen. Thankful. Thankful. Amen. I read an interesting little story that I want to share with you about a young boy. He's in elementary. He's about in the fifth grade. And his family was... His mom had prepared dinner, called everyone in the kitchen, and around the table they were sitting. She had the food situated there on the table, and the boy was looking at all the food that had been prepared for dinner. And while he was kind of, you know, looking at the food, his mother says to him, "Johnny, I want you to pray. I want you to ask God thanks for the food." And it's interesting because this is how Johnny prayed. Johnny asked everybody at the table to bow their heads. And he says, "Lord, I thank you for this food. Watch this. Although I don't like broccoli." Amen. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. Because I believe, brothers and sisters, that we can learn something from little Johnny's prayer. Yeah, we can learn. Watch this. We learn that sometimes life offers us some stuff we don't like. But guess what? We still need to be thankful. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I said earlier, life is not perfect for us. Our lives are not perfect, but nonetheless, we still ought to be thankful. And that's what Johnny was saying. Johnny says, "I don't like broccoli, but that's okay, God. I still thank you for food." I wish I had help in here. I thank you. I thank you. And brothers and sisters, that's what Paul was telling the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. When Paul says, in everything, I wish I had help in here. Not in some things. Don't just want to thank God when you well. Thank him even when you're sick. Don't just thank God when you got a job, but when you unemployed. I wish I had some help in here. He said, in everything, give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give him thanks. Thankful. 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 That's really what the Holy Spirit shared with me when I studied this particular pericope of Scripture. Psalm 9. Because my brothers and sisters, this psalm, many scholars and theologians have said, was written by David. This psalm is a declaration of praise. Stay with me. It is praise from the heart of David. He expressed it in a public setting because praise is not only a private matter, but made public by our act of thanksgiving. Are you listening to me? See, in other words, watch this. Psalm 9 and 10, some theologians have suggested they go together. See, Psalm 9 is an individual hymn, while Psalm 10 is an individual lament. Now watch this. And my brothers and sisters, in Psalm 9, verses 1 through 12, it's about praise. In verses 13 through 20, it's about prayer. Can I talk to you? In other words, my brothers and sisters, we ought to give God praise, but the same people ought to pray to God. Are you listening to me? We ought to praise him, but then we ought to also pray to him. And so we need to praise him, brothers and sisters, because of the things he has done for us. And then every now and then when things are going bad in life, and even when things are good in life, we still ought to pray to him. Are you listening to me? So watch this, my brothers and sisters. Watch this. I thank God. So that's the flow of Psalm 9. The flow is praise and prayer. Now watch this. There's some practical lessons that we can learn from these first two lines of Psalm 9. Let's go back. Let's listen to what he says in the A clause of Psalm 9. Listen to what David says. He says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Now watch this. I thank God for this because listen to the tone and the tenor of the text. He didn't say, I may. He did not suggest that I do it when I feel like it. He says, it's an act. My giving thanks is an act of my will. I wish I had some help in here. So David says, watch this. It does not matter my circumstance. It does not matter how I feel. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. David says, it's an act of my will. He says, I will. Ah, God, help me in here. And see, brothers and sisters, can I talk to you in here today? See, when you get giving God thanks, is an act of your will. You need to tell yourself, in spite of what you're dealing with and in spite of what you're going through, and in spite of how you feel, you need to tell yourself, I'm giving God some thanks. Brings me to point number one of this lesson. First thing that I see in this A clause of this verse about being thankful, watch this, is thankful saints worship. Stay with me. Thankful saints worship. Thankful saints worship. See, the King James uses the word praise. Watch this. Other translations, like English Standard Version, says thanks. The Hebrew word means to acknowledge God for what he has done. The same word, stay with me, is used in Psalms 100, line 4, where the King James translation says it like this: be thankful unto him. It means to acknowledge God, to be thankful to him for who he is and what he has, I wish I had him, for what he has done. See, in other words, people of God, thankful people ought to worship. They ought to be worshiping people. See, thanking God as a means of worship is commanded over and over in Scripture. Psalm 136, line 1 says, watch this, give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love kindness is everlasting. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 21 says, he is the one who you are to praise. He's your God who
for you those great and awesome and wonderful things you saw with your own eyes. I wish I had some help in here today, my brothers and sisters. See, being thankful, stay with me, watch this. Being thankful, being thankful involves worship. Because it's not enough to be thankful with our lips, but we need to also be thankful through worship with our lives. Did you hear me? I said it's not enough for us to be thankful with our lips, but we need to furthermore be thankful, watch this, through worship with our lives. Are you listening to me? See, in other words, my brothers and sisters, when we are thankful through worship, let me tell you the benefit. It helps us to elevate God over our circumstance. Because see, when I come in worship, I'm not here to be focusing on what I'm going through, what I'm dealing with, or what's waiting on me when I get back home. When I come to worship, worship ought to cause me to elevate God over what I'm dealing with. In other words, can I help you? Watch this. Worship ought to help me to maximize God and minimize my situation. I'm trying to help somebody in here. See, in other words, when I'm thankful to God, come in, and I come in this fellowship and in the sanctuary, I come here to exalt God and to lift him up in worship and forget about me and forget about everything that I'm going through, because I'm thankful to God for who he is. I wish I had help in here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my brothers and sisters. Yeah. See, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you is many people are only happy when their circumstances are favorable. And brothers and sisters, but when you know God, you can look for him even in bad situations. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said, when you know him, you can look for him even in the midst of bad situations, and we don't stop worshiping him because something bad has happened. Matter of fact, I don't stay at home because things ain't going well. I gotta make my way to the fellowship. I gotta make my way to the church, because if I can worship God, God may show up with a word that I need while I'm lifting my hands and while I'm worshiping him. I wish I had some help in here. So watch this. Thankful saints, what they do? They worship. Because worship, watch this. We worship God because of who he is. Who he is. That's why I worship him. Yeah, he God. I don't need no other reason. I mean, I got some more reasons, but I don't need no more reasons. He's God. I wish I had help in here today. He God. And so I worship him. I worship him because he's God. But not only that, I see something else when I study this text that I want to share with you. Thankful saints, watch this. Thankful saints, they worship. But not only that, the second principle is in the B clause of the verse of line one. And thankful saints, they also witness. I'm still in the Bible. They witness. Now watch this. Look at the B clause of line one. The B clause, he says, I will recount all your, watch this, note this. He didn't just say deeds, but he uses an adjective to describe the deeds. He says to me, because this is personal. That's why he uses personal pronoun. I will. Yeah, he's talking about it. This is personal for him. Watch this. And so David says, watch this, as I recount, yeah, all of your wonderful deeds. He's talking about God. He's talking about God. He's talking about God's wonderful deeds. Can I talk to you? I know we worship God because of who God is. But can I ask you a pointed personal question in here today? Has he performed any wonderful deeds in your life? Oh, yeah. For some of us, we don't have to go back 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. I mean, but God has done some stuff real recently for many of us in here, if not all of us. He's done some stuff. He's done some wonderful things in our, I mean, matter of fact, can I be honest with you in here? He's done some stuff in your life that couldn't nobody else do. I wish I had help in here. Couldn't nobody else do but God. And so guess what? And if God has done some wonderful deeds in your life, can I offer this suggestion to you? You ought to be a witness. You ought to tell about the wonderful deeds that he's done in your life. See, you ought not need Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's testimony. You ought to have your own testimony. You ought not need Paul and Silas' testimony. You ought to have your own testimony about what the Lord has done for you.
Watch this, my brothers and sisters. Yeah, thankful saints, they witness. Thankful saints witness. Watch this. He says, I recount all your wonderful deeds. See, David offers wholehearted praise to the Lord for delivering him, watch this, from delivering him and his army from his enemy. And watch this. Can I offer this suggestion to you? Is that sometime David's enemy was not external. But sometimes David's enemy was anybody here like me and David. Am I in the right church? Yeah. And sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. But watch this. I thank God that he doesn't give up on me. And I thank God that sometimes I need God. Yeah, come here, Leandra Johnson. I need God to deliver me from. I need him to deliver me from me. Are you listening to me? So watch this. So you ought to be a witness. Watch this. So David, he reminds us of God. See, David's aim was to honor God and glorify God. See, he realized he couldn't have defeated any enemy in his own strength and his own might. So he wanted to tell everybody. Watch this. He wanted to be a witness. He wanted to tell everybody about God's wonderful work and deeds in his life. See, my brothers and sisters, see, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like this. Let me make it practical. See, when you are a recipient of someone's generosity, you ought to tell it. Oh yeah, when somebody blesses you, they didn't owe you, you didn't earn it, you didn't deserve it, but you as a recipient of that generosity, come on, you ought to tell it. You ought to say, I thank God that God used so-and-so to bless me. I thank God that God you ought to tell it. You ought to testify about it. Can I help you here? Watch this. I was on social media the other day. I was on Facebook the other day, and one of my Facebook friends, which is really a pastor friend of mine's wife, she did this post, and I didn't want to trust my memory, so I typed it in my iPad so I could share it with you verbatim and what her exact post. And I want you to listen to the post, because she's gonna help me preach it here today. Watch this. I wanna share with you her post. And my brothers and sisters, she says this is a post, and I'm quoting. She says, when you're sitting at your desk working and your phone rings and it's your husband, and he says in a serious voice, can you come up to the front, please? So I walked up front. He hands me a bag and gives me a kiss. How many of you know that it's little things? She ends the post with this.
Thanks for lunch, bae. Come here. Can I talk? See, she could have just told her husband thank you. He probably wouldn't have thought no more about it. He accepted and received her thanks. But that wasn't enough for her. She took it to social media. She had to tell somebody. She had to be a witness. Because she was the recipient of the generosity of her husband. I wish I had some help up in here. And she had to tell others about the good deed that her husband had done for her. Come here, can we talk in here today? If we can express thanks to one another, if we can appreciate when we do kind, when someone do kind deeds for us, then my brothers and sisters, ought we not tell the Lord thank you? Ought we not be a witness for the Lord about his wonderful deeds that he has wrought in our lives? Think about it like this. Remember who I told you wrote this, scholars have suggested wrote this text, wrote this psalm? It was David. David knew what it was to be a recipient of God's generosity. He had reason, in other words, to be thankful. Remember what God had did for David. You remember when Saul became jealous of David, wanted to kill David, and look at what God did for David, raised David up a friend. Right there in Saul's house, Saul's own son. And Don had Jonathan, that's right. And so David had reason to be thankful to God. I wish I had some help in here. And even David was a man who had experienced personal failure in his life. David wasn't a goody two-shoe. I wish I had help in here. David was flawed like me and you. I wish I had help in here. You remember, it was David. It was David who committed adultery. This is a personal failure. Adultery with Bathsheba. And then tried to cover it up by trying to have Uriah killed. But God, in spite of his personal failure, God did not kill him or take him out. I'm trying to help you by telling you, David had reason to tell God, thank you. And be a witness for God. David knew what it was to even fail as a parent. You remember it was David's son, Amnon, who raped his daughter and Amnon's sister, Tamar. And it gets worse. David didn't discipline Amnon. But God didn't kill him, didn't cut him off. David had reason to tell God, thank you. Can I talk to you in here today? I don't know who I'm talking to in here today. Yeah, your story may not be like David's story, but come here. You've got reason too in here today, Guilt Edge, to tell God, thank you. Tell God, thank you. And my brothers and sisters, let me give you this third and last thing and I'm done. But the third thing is in line two. In line two. Listen to what David says in line two. He says, I will be glad in exalting you. I will sing praises to your name, O Most High. Third and last thing is, thankful saints sing God's praise. Yeah, watch this. Isn't it interesting? On the heels of him talking about God, I thank you for your wonderful deeds, and I got to recount them. I got to tell them. I not only remember them and relive the stuff that you've done in my life, but God, I got to tell others about it. But then David says, then when I get through telling it, I'm going to sing about you. Oh, I know you like to sing, but just make sure you sing every now and then. Make sure you sing the right song. Make sure you sing songs that exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. And make sure you sing songs that will glorify God because of what God has done in your life. I wish I had witnesses in here. And that's what David is saying here. David is saying, listen, God, you've been too good to me. You done brought me through too much, God. Matter of fact, God, if it wasn't for you, I deserve death. I should have been dead. I wish I had help in here. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, I'm still alive. I wish I had help in here. And that's all I've come here today to tell you. This morning, Guilt Edge, I want to close here by telling you that if God has really been good to you, then you ought to give the Lord some thanks. Do I have any witnesses in here? See, if the Lord has really been good to you, you ought to sing his praise. Did y'all hear what I said? Lord, and see, when you think about how bad you've been, think about all the stuff that you've done in your life. Did y'all hear what I said? But when you think about the good hand of God that shielded you and protected you, you ought to thank God for when you were out there in the madness doing your own thing without God on your side. Did y'all hear what I said? But look at how the Lord has changed your life. And for many of us, he's still changing us even right now. You ought to give the Lord praise. Did y'all hear what I said? And when I think about how I'm saved now, every now and then I like to sing the song, I am redeemed. Did y'all hear what I said? Bought with a price. Jesus had changed my whole life. And if anybody asks you just who I am, do me one favor. Tell them, yes, Lord, that I am redeemed. Do I have any help in here? And I wonder in here, is there anybody here? Life has ever got rough, and have life ever got rocky? And you wondered how you were gonna make it through. You wonder how you were gonna make it out. Did y'all hear what I said? You ought to sing like a ship tossed and driven, battered by an angry sea. Yes, Lord. But when the storms of life are raging and the fear falls on me, I wonder, what have I done to make this race so hard to run? Then I say to my soul, soul, take courage. The Lord, I said, the Lord, he will make a way somehow. Anybody here know that the Lord will make a way? Won't he do it? Is there anybody here? Has the Lord ever brought you out? Has the Lord ever brought you through? Has the Lord ever delivered you? You ought to tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I had 10,000 tongues, I could not thank him enough. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. I promise you, watch this, and I'm done. If you start thinking, you'll start thinking. All you need is your mind. If you start thinking, I promise you, you will start thinking. You think about the stuff that you got caught up in. Couldn't nobody get you out? Money couldn't buy you out. Lawyer couldn't get you out. Parents' love couldn't get you out. But aren't you glad that it was nobody but the Lord? Nobody but the Lord. You ought to tell him thank you. Everybody on your feet, the doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Listen. Know who you are today. You may not have come and worship today to get connected, but you know you're disconnected. So you know there's a need for you to be connected. And Holy Spirit has spoke to you while you in worship today. It's not about me, but it's about you and your relationship with the Lord. And nobody know your story about what God has done for you. Nobody knows your testimony like you. Because see, it's some little secret stuff you've done that don't nobody know but the Lord and who you did it with. But I want you to know that God's a forgiving God. He'll give you another chance. You ought to celebrate the fact that he didn't cut you off. And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful and grateful today. I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Any grateful folk in the sanctuary? We're grateful. Won't you come? We're waiting for you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful just to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
God bless you. Bless you, John.
God bless many shoes of
I'm going to ask all of the children and youth, meet me at the altar. All the children and youth, meet me at the altar. 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 Meet me at the altar. Come on, meet me at the altar. Meet me at the altar. If you have children at the altar, stand behind the children. Parents, grandparents, guardian. Meet me at the altar. 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 The enemy wants our children. But we're determined that the enemy can't have our kids. I don't care what other children and youth are doing. As parents here, we're covering our children in prayer, and we're keeping them lifted before the Lord. The devil can't have. He's got to take his hands off our children. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children. The devil is a lie. We rebuke the devourer. I want to encourage our young people that I know you have to deal with negativity. Negative young people in school and sometimes even in your neighborhood, your community where you live. But just remember how you were taught, how you've been taught, and how you've been raised to love God, respect other people. You are a leader and not a follower. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus today, I want you to be bold and stand for right and righteousness, even when it's not popular. Stand by yourself, and I promise you the Lord will stand with you. And I want to pray with you and pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today for these young people who are here at this altar today, God. God, you know the peer pressure. You know the struggles that they have to deal with as they go to school and as they live in their community, God. You know the negative influences that they are surrounded by. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them holy boldness, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them strength and power to stand for righteousness and to stand for you today. Help them, God, to be an example at school, in their community. And then, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every parent here. I pray, God, that you would help every parent to be an example, God. I pray, God, that you would help every parent, every grandparent, every concerned adult, God, to lead by precept and example. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over these children, over these young people today. God, I'm believing for their success. Doctors and lawyers are in here, God. Thank you, God, for the difference that these young people are going to not only make in Jeffersonville, but in the world. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The enemy's got to take his hands off you, God's property. We rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. We celebrate, God, what you're birthing out of our young people. We thank you, God, for keeping them focused. We thank you, God, for giving them success in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give the young people a hug on your way to your seat. Give them a hug on your way. Hug them. Hug them. Hug them. Hug them. Because they covered by you and the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for our young people, and thank God for our parents today. Amen. Parents, I want you to know that you are very important for the development and the growth of your child or your children. Amen. We want to make sure that we keep them in church. We want them to get good education. Amen. Both from a secular perspective and a Christian perspective. Amen. And so I thank God for all the youth and young people here at our church. And I bless God for them and bless God for you. And once again, I love you with the love of Jesus Christ today. Amen. Don't forget Guilt Edge. Listen. Amen. We are a tithing church. Amen. We are a tithing church. We are committed to tithing. Even when we're not here, we will make sure that our tithes are here. Amen. And we want to close the year out strong. Amen. And we're doing good from a budget perspective. Amen. I believe in God that we're going to meet our budget or supersede that. Amen. What we have projected that we would be from a financial perspective. Amen. And I can't wait to give the report to you and when we have our annual meeting. Amen. And I'm just thanking God for you. And it's all because of you. Amen. And your heart for God and your commitment to giving and supporting our church. Amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much in Jesus' name.